Kimberly, how are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of losing my voice a tiny bit, so excuse me.
Well, then I guess that our duo is out.
Yeah.
And I was going to be singing with Kimberly Caldwell, who joins us right now. Kimberly, of course, you saw her on American Idol.
You're going to have to go solo tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do now. I'm really,
I'm
completely for clubs now. I have no idea what to say. Kimberly, of course, can be seen on the TV Guide channel, and she's part of that Idol chat. I was watching it the other day. I'm a big American Idol fan. One of the things I think about American Idol that I really like is that it's a family show. My kids watch it with me, and we kind of, you know, rate all the singers, and we have a lot of fun with it. So
Right. It's
kind of fun to go to Idol chat and just hear what's going on behind the scenes from folks like yourself.
Are you a fan of Idol chat now?
Am I who what?
I said, are you a fan of Idol chat now?
Yes,
that
I am, yes.
Are you a fan of American Idol?
All I had to do was see Idol chat one time, and I'm a big fan.
So how much do you agree with me or Rosanna? Who are you going with?
I kind of like, I think that Bo has a real good chance.
I think so as well. I'm a huge fan of his, and me and Rosanna kind of have this battle going on. This debate going on to see who which rocker we think is better, and I'm going with Bo, and she goes with Constantine.
No,
really
I had the drummer from Constantine's band on my show, so I kind of like Constantine too, and Rosanna, who's your co-host, is a lovely lady as well.
She's amazing. She's so fun to work with, and she makes the show so easy, and she makes my job so easy. And, you know, we did a bunch of radio interviews yesterday, and, like, literally on camera and off camera, she is the exact same person. And what I've said since we started filming Idol Chat was that one day, I think, we're so opinionated together. It's hysterical. We have so much to say whenever we're together. And we both are very big fans of idols. So we think that one day we were sitting in the makeup room, and one of the producers of TV Guide must have walked in the makeup room and heard us just going back and forth, saying what we had to say and being so opinionated and so animated about Idol, that they were like, okay, we can't pass this up. We've got to put this on the air, you know, because it's really like water cooler talk.
Sure.
And so we're really glad that it actually became a show, because we really, you know, wanted to be heard.
I think that Carrie has a real good shot as well, by the way.
I'm not personally a fan of Carrie's, but I know that literally the rest of America is. And she has, so I think she has probably the biggest fan base as of right now.
Yeah, I figured that when they got rid of, I think his name is Anthony, the nerdish guy, the Clay Aiken type.
Oh, Anwar, you mean.
Yeah, him, and you know, when they get rid of him, and the kid that would look like Clay Aiken a little bit.
Oh, when they get rid of him. Oh,
when
right,
they get rid
right,
of
right.
him and the other guy, George. I figure that after that, it's going to be really tough.
George? There's not a George.
Not George. The
Scott.
Scott, yeah.
Scott, right.
He looks like a George. But when they get rid of those guys, it really is, the competition's really fierce after that.
Right, I think so as well. I believe that it was not Anwar's turn to go. I think that Anwar, you know, I don't believe that Anwar necessarily would have won the entire thing, but I do believe that Scott and Anthony should have both, or one of them should have gone before.
Absolutely.
Before Anwar. Yeah, I think it would have been a tougher and a more interesting competition if Anwar was.
I agree, and I thought he did a very poor job on that song that he sang now, so. But he certainly was no worse than those other two.
See, I don't know if I agree that he did a poor job singing it. I just agree that he did a poor job dancing to it.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't think that was his better performance. As Simon
right.
would say, I didn't think it was your better performance.
Right. Well, the thing with him is he always has that one big note that he has in every single song. And in a lot of the performers, from start to finish, they're nailing the song. And I think that he has to actually build up to that song. I think you have to be that good as your big note. You have to be that good through the entire song. And I think that he's really saved himself by having that one long, great big note in the performance, which the judges have noticed actually a couple weeks ago.
Tell us a little bit about what it's like. You were in American Idol 2. You
right.
made the top 10. You're going through the number 9, number 8, and number 7. And what was it like when they called your name and they said, you know, that's it? What was it like? What was that feeling? I want to know. Tell me.
Okay, I'm telling you. It was so many mixed emotions. You know, it really, really was. There were so many mixed emotions because it's like you've been through such a long process. Like, the viewers at home really don't get they get a sense of what you've been through, but they really don't. You're living 24 hours for American Idol and for your dream. And, I mean, obviously there's nothing wrong with that because I would do it all over again in a heartbeat, and I would do even more in a heartbeat. I think everybody who's been involved in the show would. But at the same time, you know, you're moved out of your hometown. You're moved away from anything that you're familiar with. You've lost all contact with your family and friends for the last months and months of your life. You've been through auditions that they don't even show on television. You've sat through the longest days and gone through the hardest and longest stressful days of, you know, sitting there critiquing yourself and having people critique you and really taking the hardest look at yourself that you probably ever have in your whole life before this moment. And to hear your name is very disappointing. But at the same time, I don't believe that you have to win American Idol to be successful somewhat in the entertainment business.
I think you are absolutely correct. In fact, it seems to me that...
Which you have to actually find out after the fact. You know, I mean, I cried, but I'm an emotional freak, you know. I cry every 10 minutes. But, I think everybody cries, you know, after they get kicked off American Idol. It's just one of those things that kind of comes along with the package. But and you learn to accept it. But I think that sometimes it could almost be a good thing that you don't win sometimes.
Tell us about your recording. You just mentioned you don't have to win to be an to be,
right.
And many of the Idol contestants in the past couple of years have are recording albums. Some have released them. Obviously, Kelly Clarkson is doing incredibly well, but others are selling as well. I understand that you're also recording. Tell me about what you're doing.
Yes, besides hosting and everything else that I'm doing, I'm actually recording a song with an album with Diane Warren, and who was a guest judge on my season, and Randy Jackson.
Wow, and Diane Warren is one of the greatest writers there is today.
She is phenomenal. She is legendary. And, any song that you can think of that you're like, oh, I love that song, I find myself going, oh, I love that song. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Diane Warren wrote that song. And I've been so pleased that I've been able to work with her and have the opportunity to, you know, get advice from her and Randy to, you know, get my foot in the industry. And they're really great to work with, and it's such a pleasure. It really is.
What's the progress in terms of the CD?
We're probably about half done right now. There's a few songs that we are supposedly done with that I'd actually like to go back and redo, because, you know, it was quite a while ago that we recorded them, and we've been really taking our time with the album, and we've been really taking our time with, you know, my image and how we want to portray me and how I want to portray myself. And, I don't just want to be thrown out there, and it's good. And I love, you know, to be connected with American Idol, and it's been nothing but positive for me. But at the same time, you know, I'd like to kind of step away from American Idol before I release an album.
I can understand that. And it's interesting, though, to see the makeovers that people have. I mean, Kelly Clarkson looks nothing like she did on American Idol right now.
Right.
I understand they got you doing some exercise and boxing and things like that. Tell me about that.
Right. It's so funny because when I go back and look at my first audition, from my style to my knee-high, like, round-toed clunker black boots to, like, my ugly fringe shirt that I was wearing, I have no clue what I was thinking. And my friends even told me to wear it, and I hate them to this day for that. Just kidding. But we do debate about it. They're like, no, you look hot. I'm like, please, go back and look at the pictures. They're horrible. But, you know, to some of the things that I wore, to the way that I sounded, to, to not being as strong or my stage presence not being on, is what I call it, on. But there's so many times that I look at myself and go, wow, you did a really great job, but at the same time, I could have been so much better and so much more prepared. But, you know, I guess that's what I get for being, you know, in the entertainment business, you know, 2 extra years and kind of in the middle of Hollywood, California as well. So, but now I really believe that, you know, it's not just, you know, that everybody wants to look like a pop star and everybody wants to have that perfect body out in Hollywood. I mean, yes, it kind of goes along with it, but at the same time, I really want to be healthy, you know, and I really want to be healthy for myself. And I realize that I'm only, you know, 22 or 23. I'm only 23, you know, and this is, unfortunately, the best that I'll ever look. So I just kind of want to take it, you know, and run with it and see, you know, how in shape I can get. And I have always been the one that's like, I hate going to the gym. I hate working out. But if you make it fun and you make it, you know, part of your lifestyle, then it really becomes something that you almost get addicted to and that you really enjoy doing. And I've been doing a lot of combination boxing with my trainer, George, and he's phenomenal. And, you know, we do a bunch of different stuff. We'll go hiking. We'll play football. We'll, you know, go boxing. We'll do supersets, you know, and we'll work really, really hard, and we do a lot of cardio, and you know, I've made it, and he's made it really fun for me, so that I've really stuck with it.
Mm.
And slowly but surely, and this has really just been a new thing for me, because, you know, I've always kind of just been okay with not being in the perfect shape, and not, you know, I've always kind of had Kelly Clarkson's body type, and so I'm slowly but surely, like, wanting and noticing myself kind of transform, you know, and it's, you know, if you look back from a couple months ago to now, you really will see a huge difference.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of obviously when you work out like that, it changes your body completely around.
Right. It was so funny. We were doing an interview yesterday. I did a show on Fox, the Fox sitcom with Ruben Studdard, and it was called Life on a Stick.
Oh, that's a great show. I like that.
Right, thank you. Yeah, it was really fun to film, actually. And this guy, and I was chubbier when I did it. It was so funny. And this guy's like, yeah, you know, you look great right now. He said this to me yesterday. You look great right now, but you were pretty fat on that show. And I said, oh, well, thank you. You know, I've really been working out, and I'm in training and everything. But it's hysterical what people say to you and you know, that people do notice, you know, but it's, I don't really do it for people anymore. And I think that's the reason why, like, sometimes I would go to the gym and then I would just wind up never going again,
right.
You know, or that I would start to eat healthier diet and then not do it anymore because I was trying to do it so that everybody else didn't say things about me, you know, and so that everybody else didn't look at me like that. And I finally was just like, I'm going to do this for me, you know, and I finally got to the point where I didn't really care or, you know, wonder what other people thought. I just wanted to do it for me. And I think that's the point when you actually start to see a change.
Now, in terms of pop stars, I didn't catch you on that, but was that on after American Idol or before?
That was on beforehand. It was actually a couple of years before I was on American Idol, and Rosanna Tavares, who was my co-host on Idol Chat, was actually the winner of Pop Stars the previous year before I was on, and won and was in the group Ian's Crush. And they actually were pretty successful for a little while.
Yeah, I understand that she's going to be coming on this show as well at some point, so that'll be nice to have her on.
She's amazing.
Idol Chat is on, by the way, on Thursdays at 8 o'clock,
right.
On the TV Guide channel.
Mm.
And by the way, folks, you don't have to have that thing on the bottom of the screen. You know, some people think the TV Guide part stays on the bottom. But you can actually get rid of it so that you can watch the whole show, you know?
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, all you do is click info and on most clickers, and it'll disappear. So I actually got to see you, your entire, you know, head to toe rather than only a little tiny little bit.
Right, I know. It's like, it's great to watch the TV Guide channel because it tells you, you know, where to look and where to go. But at the same time, you know, I think sometimes the screen is distracting, you know?
It is distracting, but you can get rid of it, so that's the good thing.
Nice. There you go, cool.
And so folks should tune in and meet Kimberly Aaron Caldwell. And so you ever get back to Texas at all?
I really haven't had a chance lately. I actually just went home about a month ago to go baptize my goddaughter, and that was amazing. And I, you know, it's just, I just am glad that I get to see her, you know, every once in a while because I don't want to miss her growing up. But and my mom lives there, so I love to go see her, and I'm like a surprise her for Valentine's Day. So I hope she's not, or not Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. So I hope she's not listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister is actually there for her birthday, so we go home for, you know, we go home for big events in our life, you know, and we make sure that we stay connected with, you know, the people in our family and our closest friends in Texas, and you know, that's where we came from, and we can't, like, we can't forget where we came from, and those are the people that keep us sane. And you know, I love Hollywood, I love LA, but at the same time, I'm really just here to work. You know, I'm just here to do my job, and I'm just here to, you know, make money and make a few steps in the right direction towards, you know, my music and towards the entertainment business. And you know, I've been very, very fortunate and very lucky, but at the same time, you know, I definitely miss Texas and where I came from and barbecue.
Do the people of Katy, Texas ever do anything for you in terms of like having a Kimberly Caldwell Day?
Yes, I have a official Kimberly Caldwell Day in Katy, Texas, where I went to high school. And I have a official Kimberly Caldwell Day in Houston, where I grew up and, you know, partied the end of my Houston days.
That's so great. And how's the social life for a beautiful 23-year-old in the biz?
Well, it's pretty good. I am noticing that I'm losing my voice because I've been working a lot. But, every once in a while, you got to take time out to, you know, have a good time and go out with the girls. So that's what I did last night.
But have you found any cool guys to settle down with or to go out with, or are you just having a good time?
Well, you know, I'm always kind of the girl to always just have a good time, but I've been very fortunate to have found myself a little rock star, so we'll see what happens.
Anybody we want to discuss?
Oh, no, I'll keep it to myself.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And, folks,
Thank you so much.
See Kimberly on Idol Chat Thursdays at 8 o'clock on the TV Guide channel. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you.
And when your new CD comes up, make sure you get a hold of us so we can have you
on.
Oh,
I will. I promise. I'll be coming on.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.